It's time now to gather round for the Expounder Ministries radio Bible teaching program, Walking in Simplicity, with your host, Brother Stephen Milhorn. Brother Stephen, an ordained minister of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, welcomes you to a time of prayer and ministry of the Word. At the close of today's program, an address will be given to contact Brother Stephen. And now, let's seek the Lord for a taste of that wonderful manna that can only come from God's Holy Scriptures.
Yes, hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God for sending Jesus Christ. Glory to the Father who sent the Holy Spirit to sanctify each believer and to glorify the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving life to each believer through Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying and rising again from the cross and tasting death for every man. And thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing mankind a second chance, for allowing a repentant sinner to turn from his wicked ways and to live. And Father, I thank you for imparting life and salvation to each and every believer in Jesus Christ who repents towards you and has faith towards the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest, for He is wonderful and He is good. Welcome, my beloved brothers and sisters, to the Walking in Simplicity program. This is your host, Brother Stephen, and today I would like to talk about repentance that leads to salvation. Not to be sorry that you got caught, but that you are sorry that you sinned before God. A godly sorrow. A repentance that means that you turn from whatever direction, whatever manner that you were in, and that you go the other way because you have seen the error of your way, and that God has given you a chance to live. Let us review, my beloved brothers and sisters, scriptures from Matthew 20 and Luke 15. Let's begin with Luke chapter 15, verse 11. A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto him his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a famine, a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and sent him into his field to feed swine. And he would have fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, How many servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran, and fell on his neck, and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put on a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, and is alive again. He was lost, and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, Thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry, and would not go in. Therefore came his father out, and entreated him. And he answering said unto his father, Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time, and yet thou never gavest me a kid that I may make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead, and is alive again, and was lost, and is found. We look at this parable from Luke 15, verse 11 and onward, and we see that this man must have been a godly man, raised in a godly family, and his sons knew the Lord also, because the younger son who went out and spent all of his father's inheritance, he knew that he had sinned against heaven and against his father, so he knew and was aware of sin. So this must have been a godly family. And as the story goes on, we see that as the young man wanted to go off on his own and take the inheritance of his father that was rightly his, and go off and start a life for his own, and to take the money and to get a fresh start for his life. So far in this, there was no sin. He was part of the family. He had an inheritance due unto him, and he wanted to go out on his own and spread his wings and try to raise up, you know, his own life and an own family and do what's good. But he left the teachings of his father. He went off and enjoyed sin for a season, riotous pleasures, drunkenness, I'm sure, fornications. And when all the money was spent up, those that are of this world threw him out, for they had no more use for him. And he went and joined himself to a farmer who had pigs, and he was there in poverty and suffering. And he came to himself. Now this to me reminds me of what the godly father must have been doing, which was interceding for his son. Just like any parent would do when their son or daughter is away from them, he prays and intercedes to God for their souls, for their salvation, for their safety. And so when the sinful son, who was a prodigal, a wasteful son, who spent all the inheritance in riotous living and with harlots and drink, he did come to himself. He did get sober, and he came back to his father, back home. And what happened? The father, looking out for him day and night, saw him a great way off, had love for him, had compassion for him, did not criticize, judge, and condemn, but cried upon his neck with thanksgiving to the father that his son was returned back home to him in all safety. And was completely devastated by sin. And yet the father treated him as an honored family member and not as a cast out. How much more, my beloved brothers and sisters, does God, even the Father, look out for us when we're in the world doing our own thing, our filthy way, and when we come to the end of ourselves, He gives us mercy, compassion, and love. Much like in the parable of Matthew 20, for a certain householder goes out and hires different laborers throughout the whole day, agreeing with each one for a penny a day. And he goes out hour by hour and hires more. And at the end, he hires others, asking them, "Why do you stay idle? Go out into my field and I'll give you what's right." And at the end of the day, there's a measurement. And he metes out to every man a penny as he has agreed. And then those that work the whole day supposed to get more, even though they only agreed for a penny. And the goodman of the house gave all a penny. And some were upset, but the ones who only bore 1 hour of work for the day were given the same life, the same penny, the same measurement. And this is a type and shadow of God, who is merciful to sinners throughout every stage of their life, who, if they are at 60 or 70 years old and comes to faith in Jesus Christ and repents to the Father, having borne only 1 hour of the day of their life, can still receive eternal life from a merciful, compassionate, and loving God. And those of us who have served Him from our youth, be not jealous or be not envious of those who get the same eternal life that we have been granted, even though we have served God all of our lives. For this whole understanding of life and death and sin and punishment and all this that we face, God is wanting to redeem man from the grips of death, hell, and the grave, from the grips of Satan. He wants to redeem back a bride for His Son out of the lost wasteland of humanity. And God will give life to all those who come to His Son. Glory to His wonderful, sweet, holy name. God bless you, my beloved. Stay strong and be merciful to the wayward sinner. Be merciful to the repentive sinner. Lead those who are trying to find life in and through Jesus Christ, for He is good and He is God. He gave you life. He wants to give others life. Do not stand in God's way. Let Him save and redeem all souls, as many as He can, from the grips of the devil. Mercy unto you, and peace, and love be multiplied. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the broadcast today. If you'd like prayer or more information about today's program, you may write, call, or email Brother Stephen. Write to Expounder Ministries, Post Office Box 1383, Rowlett, Texas 75030, USA. Or call the ministry prayer line at 469-569-4338. That's 469-569-4338. Or email Brother Stephen Milhorn at expounder13@aol.com. Thanks again for listening, and may the Lord bless you and keep you.